We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Resh Aleph. Din Hama'abed Latzim L'Das V'Shar Rosh Hashemes. Sif Aleph, Hama'abed Latzim L'Das of someone unfortunately commits suicide, who Rosh Hashem L'Malam Emenu, he is considered a very serious Rosh. Because, as the Chassam Sofer explains, a person through his Petira has a Kapara. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu helps the person have forgiveness for what he did in this world. The person who commits suicide loses that opportunity. Before every individual, the world was created. Somebody who causes one person in this world to die, Ma'abed Oilam Mali is causing the entire world to suffer. Okay, Amos Askamai L'chal Dover, all the halachas that apply to a nifta don't apply to such an individual. Like Kiran, we don't do Kriya. Lemis Abmalab, we don't do Avelis. Vemaspidimaisai, we don't make a Hespid. Avakivanaisai, Matarnaisai. He does have a burial. He does have a Tahara. Mabishnaisai, Tachrichim. We put on him Tachrichim. Klaal Shadava Koshim, Kvaida Chayim. Anything that shows respect to the living relatives, Isonlai. We don't necessarily consider a person a Rasha. If you find somebody asphyxiated or hanging, when there is any possibility of saying that this was not self-inflicted, we don't assume that it was self-inflicted. If a child commits suicide, chashuk shleil adas, it's considered that it was done without proper frame of mind. B'mkein godlin, so would an adult. Im nirish os adava machmas ruach roi shigoyin, it would see that he did this because he was overcome by some sort of a mental situation. Havish shleil adas, it's considered shleil adas. B'mkein os adava machmas oinis, if somebody did it because of, out of fear of coercion, shemisyam num kashim, he was scared of terrible pain. K'mashol shemisyar shamiyus by yasu by a plishtim kritzayna. Shol was concerned how the plishtim would treat him. Hareyu kashamais, he's treated like a regular nifter. Ve'ein minor menem shun double, we don't hold anything back. Sif dalad kolaparshim darchit tzibur, anybody who separates himself from behaving like we're supposed to behave. The people who don't follow the mitzvahs of Hashem, they don't include themselves with Klal Yisrael. They separate themselves. There's no aninus and there's no avelus. Their relatives put on white clothing and masatim levanim. Va'ochlim v'shoysim esmeichim al she'iv dusan shalmakim. They rejoice on the passing of Hashem's enemies. V'loy em hakasu oima halay masanech Hashem esna v'ayim ba'oid v'shoyim rina. When v'shoyim are no longer here, there's joy by Hashem. Sif dal mishnaf b'yam, somebody who fell into the ocean or tov b'nor or drowned or chalas achayim, was attacked by an animal. We don't hold back any avelus. Aron shemeis over makl makam. If an aron with a nifta is being transported, if his body is still somewhat intact, we make a shura. If the body is not whole in any way, if someone was executed by the government or in any other way, even if this person who passed away was a mumer, the kimich nereg b'day adam, since he was killed by other people, he He didn't just die naturally. So he has a kapara. Have a kapara. Savar mishoy ragalasas aver achas. I feel a rak l'teoven. Somebody who always does the same avera out of spite or mace. Imlo yisvad kind of mace. If he didn't have a chance to say vidu before he passed away, emasamlo. We don't keep avelos for him. Avolim isvada. If he had an opportunity to say vidu before he passed away, masamlo. Then we have regular avelos over him. I feel how you ganav a gazlan. Even if this individual was a ganav or a gazlan. Sift zayin. Cotton ben shanosh natayim, a child, a year or two old, shehemer aviv, I am imai, together with his parents, they left Klal Yisrael, umeis, and he died, amos amalov, the regular halachas of velos don't apply. Simen reish beis, hilchas tumas koyim. Hakoyin, muzer shloil tamme meis. A koyin may not become tamme. Vafila nefesh shadayin lo niskashu evera begidin, even a young child who did not, that passed away, miscarriage, that didn't really form into a body, chosh a mace, is considered a mace that a kohen has to separate from. However, ach emipila toich aboim yoim, if the miscarriage took place before this fetus was 40 days old, the chosh el kamay ba'alma, then it's only considered like pure liquid. Even a kohen who's a balmum is not allowed to become Tamei l'meisim. A kohen who's a cholol is allowed to become tamei l'meisim, but that's only if he's a cholol deraisa, that he married a woman, he was born from a marriage that a kohen is not allowed to have midaraisa. But if he's a cholol midrabonon, that means the marriage was only not allowed midrabonon, so then he's not, so technically midaraisa, this individual is a kohen. And since this individual is a kohen, he shouldn't become tamei to mason. The halacha of kahanim not becoming tamei only applies to male kahanim. Women, whether they're the wives of a kohen, the daughter of a kohen, are allowed to become tamei to mace. Also, the halacha is only regarding tumas mace, that the kohen has the, it may not become tamei. But other types of tumah, tumas nevela, tumas nida, etc., there are no special halachas that apply to a kohen. The lav dafka l'mei sholim, when we say a kohen may not become tamei tameis, it's not only a full corpse, ela filo dvarim shnefroshim menu, anything that comes out of the body of the meis, kedoimim. V'ken osol tamei la'eva shenechta menechai, one kohen may not become tamei to a limb that came off a living person, im yesh ala boso kol kach, if there's still so much flesh on that limb, shemein chuba, that if it was still connected to the body, it could heal. Even to one's own limb, osla tamei may kohen not become tamei. Vosla kohen lekomis lebayis sheyesh sham geisus. A kohen may not enter a house in which there's a person who's very close to death. Vapi shagoisus areiku chay lechol dvarav. Even though halachically a geisus is considered like a living person, and he doesn't give off tumah. A kohen entering a home, a room, where there is a geisus, is considered that he's defiling his kuna. Shumuzer, because the kohen is taught that he has protect his kuna that shouldn't become defiled. By him entering a room where there's a geisus, we need to be concerned that Rachman Tzlan, this person, is going to be passing away very soon, and he will therefore end up being in a place where he shouldn't be with the person passing away, and he is sitting in that room.